Hey guys, it's Ryan. I want to tell you about my new pastime, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has been around for over a decade, delivering the most fun you can have online. Play social casino style games for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Every morning, most of us wake up expecting the same thing, and what an absolute blessing that stuff's just going to work, that you're going to flip the switch and the lights will turn on, you're going to turn the handle on the sink, faucet, and water is going to come out, you know, clean water, amazing. You open the fridge, food's cold. You get in your car, you drive on roads that are maintained within reason. The lights work. People are following the rules of traffic within reason. Your packages arrive at the front door. The internet works. Banks are open. The stock market is happening. There's hospitals, there's schools, and there's teachers. Police answer the phone and show up when there's an emergency. There's a fire. The fire department comes. Your neighbors are generally respectful to one another. It's so normal that we rarely stop to think about it. Rarely do we stop to think about it. And again, I'm cognizant that this is not the case for most human beings on planet Earth. In fact, I think that we here in the United States are in a very, very small majority, or rather minority. And if you were to map that across human time, the existence of human beings, it's a smallest hair of amount of time where we've enjoyed this. It's crazy. We should be really fortunate. We should not take that lightly. We should be thankful and grateful for that every minute of every day, because it's not how life works, because history does tell us a very different story. And that story is that none of it is guaranteed. Civilization is way more fragile than we believe and than we'd like to believe. And I think that we often think that the way that we are living, our way of life, is just the resting state or the natural state of humanity. It isn't. Order is the absolute exception when it comes to the human condition, the human existence. Chaos is the default. Chaos is the resting heart rate of the human experience. Every peaceful neighborhood, every functioning business, every reliable institution, every grocery store and electrical grid, they exist because millions of people make the choice every day to do their jobs, to honor their commitments, to cooperate with other people, with strangers, to solve problems, to follow rules, to contribute more than they consume. Civilization doesn't simply exist. It doesn't simply exist. Civilizations are built, they're rebuilt, they're maintained every single day. History reminds us of this reality, in fact, over and over again. The Roman Empire, ancient Egypt, Byzantine Empire, the Ottoman Empire, the Mayas, the Soviet Union, countless kingdoms, republics, nations that once were permanent fixtures, powerful armies, technologies you wouldn't even, you know, believe in. Great wealth, sophistication. People living in those societies most certainly believed that their way of life would continue on indefinitely. Spoiler alert, they didn't. Not because they expected collapse, but because they couldn't even imagine it. Every generation inherits civilization twice. First, as beneficiaries, you're born into the United States and our system, or you were fortunate enough to immigrate here, and then as stewards of it. As children, we inherit roads we did not, you know, create or pave, schools we didn't build, institutions that we did not create, rights we did not secure, prosperity that we didn't earn. But eventually, that responsibility shifts and changes, and one day, we, you and I, become the generation responsible for preserving, building, and improving, and passing along those things, and making sure that our children and grandchildren and great-grandchildren can also be the beneficiaries. The question is whether we recognize it when that day arrives. Because prosperity has this goofy, strange side effect. It can make us forget where prosperity comes from. We can get lured, sort of lulled to sleep, to believe that abundance simply exists. That the grocery stores, the shelves, the products, they just magically restock themselves. Electricity just, it comes from the electricity factory or whatever. That freedom is permanent. That trust is inevitable. But none of that stuff, none of those things happen on their own. They exist because some people choose responsibility. We've got to grow the food. We've got to maintain the power grid. We've got to repair the bridges, build businesses, invent better tech, teach our kids, care for our neighbors, volunteer, vote thoughtfully, keep our word. We have to contribute because civilization isn't maintained by extraordinary people doing extraordinary things. It's certainly moved forward by extraordinary people doing extraordinary things, but it's maintained by you and I, ordinary folks, doing ordinary folks stuff extraordinarily well. Getting up, pushing the boulder every day. The decline of civilization rarely begins with one dramatic event. More often, it's a little bit at a time, kind of like how we get fat. One little choice at a time. Standards slowly falling. Trust slowly eroding. Institutions slowly weakening. People becoming more interested in consuming than contributing. People becoming more interested in taking for themselves, in enriching for themselves, than they are contributing and serving.
Hey, it's Bubba Wallace from 2311 Racing. You know what it feels like forever? Sitting on a plane waiting for takeoff. Good thing I've got Chumba Casino. With daily boosts and social casino games on tap, this is the kind of fun that makes time fly. Why not turbocharge your downtime? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Save big on everything for your next project now at Menards. Breathe easier with Vestair Ultimate Allergen Air Filters. They trap large airborne particles to keep allergens out of your home, and they last up to 90 days. Save big on all Vestair products at Menards and refresh your home today. View our selection of air filtration products on Menards.com. Plus, check out our weekly flyer and find great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Responsibility then becomes somebody else's problem. Going to kick this can down the road. But eventually, there simply aren't enough people carrying the weight, and the road runs out. And so the can just falls off the cliff where the sidewalk ends. There's an old saying, and I know you've heard it. Hard times create strong people. Strong people create good times. Good times create weak people. Weak people create hard times. Now, whether history follows that exact cycle or not, the lesson remains. Prosperity often causes us to forget the habits that created prosperity in the first place. And I think we need to rediscover two ancient identities. One being the farmer and the second being the builder. The farmer, he and she understands stewardship. She understands and knows that harvests don't simply happen by accident. You prepare the soil. You plant the seeds, you pull the weeds, you protect the crops, you repeat season after season after season. Tough work. The builder, well, that person understands creation. If something doesn't exist, build it. If something is broken, repair it. If something needs better, create it. Healthy societies, they need both. They need caretakers and pioneers. People who are preserving what works and people who are courageously building what's going to come next. And you know where that doesn't start? It sure doesn't start in Washington, D.C. It starts in your house and in my house, in our neighborhoods, in our workplaces, our churches, our schools, our local communities. Every interaction either strengthens trust or it weakens it. Every promise kept or it's broken. Every child is taught responsibility or they're taught entitlement. Every opportunity to serve or look the other way, those choices have massive secondary and third order ripple effects. The question isn't whether civilization will survive. The question is whether enough of us decide that it's worth maintaining. Because if enough of us choose responsibility over comfort, contribution over consumption, and character over convenience, when we remember that freedom isn't only inherited once, it's earned every generation, then we're on to something. So I invite you, I challenge you to answer these four questions. Number one, what are you preserving? Number two, what are you building? Number three, who are you helping to become stronger? And number four, what will exist because you were here? That's stewardship, that's citizenship, and that's legacy, which all leads to a meaningful life. Most decisions aren't really about, you know, money. It's about what's important: family, freedom, security, opportunity, peace of mind. And those same values don't just build healthy financial lives or healthy physical lives. They build healthy families, healthy communities, and enduring civilizations. And if each of us does our part by doing our best, we'll leave this place better than we found it. So remember, keep this in mind, that the veneer of society is a lot thinner and weaker than we realize it. And it is incumbent upon us to be that bridge builder, to be making our mark on the world, but then making sure that the people coming behind us also have the same opportunities to enjoy the same freedoms and to be good caretakers of it and to be building a better future as well. And that's why we have to ask more of ourselves and just have a deeper appreciation for how any change that we hope to see globally in the government, in our leadership and everything else, I hope it happens too. But I know that the only thing that I have control over is me. And the only thing that you have control over is you. And if I do me and you do you really, really, really well, it'll all work out. So what we're talking about, of course, is doing your part by doing your best.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and I have discovered a fun new escape from the daily grind, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has hundreds of social casino-style games and it's all free to play anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So get to chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.